Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. The monkeypox outbreak that first appeared in the United States in May has now led to three states, New York, California, and Illinois, declaring states of emergency. The first case of monkeypox in the United States was confirmed on May 18th. The country now has over 5,800 confirmed infections, with four confirmed in the state of Arkansas. The Sentinel Records' Brandon Smith has been the primary reporter covering the outbreak and today joins us to offer his insight. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I understand you interviewed Garland County Health Officer Dr. Eugene Shelby recently.
What did he say, or what did he share with you about monkeypox and how it threatens one's health? What characteristics and symptoms, modes of transmission, et cetera, did he share?
Sure. He said that the outbreak is, definitely spreading, although in Garland County, it's we haven't seen any cases yet. There was a scare a while back where they had to, send in a test sample from someone to the lab in Little Rock to see if it, if they were positive, but it came back negative. So Arkansas, as of the last I've heard, they only have four cases. But like I said, there's none in Garland County. He said that it's not really a highly contagious type of infection. And you said it has to really be like close contact, like it's mainly male-to-male sexual activity that leads to the spread. And he said that we really haven't seen much beyond that. Unlike viruses like, something like COVID-19 or something, which is respiratory spread, monkeypox is, it's all through close contact, and it can be transmitted to anyone regardless of age, gender, sexual orientation, race, ethnicity. As far as symptoms go, they may start 7 to 14 days after exposure, he said. The symptoms, usually they're going to be something like a fever, headache, muscle pain, rash. And rash, actually, he said, will typically start 1 to 3 days after the other symptoms begin. And that's kind of pretty much the symptoms.
And what did Dr. Shelby say about the fatality of monkeypox?
Yeah, I know that it is treatable. And actually, I can't say for sure how fatal it is, I guess depending on the individual's health, but it is treatable. And Garland County, Dr. Shelby actually told me last Friday that Garland County is going to be one of three counties in Arkansas to have the vaccine. And I'm probably not pronouncing it right, but it's it looks like it's Jynneos with a J. But it's of course only for those who have the show the symptoms, who really need it. Yeah, it's pretty treatable for the most part, the way you talked.
And did Dr. Shelby describe the vaccine as created specifically for monkeypox, or was it kind of repurposed for monkeypox? Was it for another disease, but kind of?
He didn't say. From what I gathered, though, it's specifically for monkeypox. I know it's actually known as the monkeypox vaccine, and people who have had close contact, with known or suspected cases in the last within the last 2 weeks are eligible to receive it, and also those who are eligible who have had a high risk encounter where monkeypox has been reported to be spreading, they're also eligible. But overall, he said that he does not believe that the medication is needed very often at all. But of course, it's nice to know that it is available if needed.
So with 4 cases of monkeypox confirmed in Arkansas, did Dr. Shelby kind of indicate that this is a reason for great concern? Or how concerned should Arkansans be? What would Dr. Shelby say?
It's the way he talked, it's definitely something, you know, that, you know, you got to be concerned about, but it's not just it's not something that we're just necessarily really worried about, he said, right now, with only 4 cases. And like he said, it's treatable, and overall he feels pretty good about being able to kind of keep it at bay.
And after interviewing Dr. Shelby, did he expect, or did he share if other medical experts expect to see the disease spread further?
I asked him about that, if he thinks it will, you know, go further, and he didn't really know. You know, we just don't really know where it will go. Of course, throughout the United States, it is definitely going up. I think there were almost 3,500 cases in the U.S. Late last week, and so it's getting, I mean, it's definitely spreading, but it's something that I think we can kind of keep control of, is especially now that people are getting more aware of you know, what's happening and being more careful and all.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford in Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today, or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
Based on what Dr. Shelby shared and what he what did he say about what Arkansas is doing to mitigate the outbreak? You mentioned that he said that there were vaccines in Garland County.
Right, yeah, the vaccine. And another thing is there is an antiviral medication called, it's called TPOX. It's capital TPOXX. It's all capitalized there. And it's the antiviral medication for when the symptoms start. These are, you know, for people who have cases who do get real sick, and they can take that antiviral medication, and that's supposed to help kind of counteract the disease, and which of course that is separate from the vaccine that people can take. But really just that and an overall awareness, the way he talked of getting the word out and having people be careful, and just knowing that it is out there and can be attained.
You mentioned that Garland County was one of only 3 counties in Arkansas to have the vaccine. Did Shelby indicate that it was it's widely or generally difficult to gain access to the vaccine?
It's not really difficult to gain access to it, but at the same time, there is a short supply, just because it's not, the way you talked, it's just not needed, you know, very much. But as far as being able to have access to it, it's, you know, if needed, it's easy to get. But Arkansas was given a certain supply, and not a large supply, but enough to kind of get them through this ordeal, I guess. And so there's not much out there, but there's plenty for what they're expecting.
3 states have declared public health emergencies, New York, California, Illinois. Did Shelby mention what it would take for Arkansas to declare a state of emergency?
He never mentioned that. We never got into that, and I really don't know. I would think it would have to be a lot worse, you know.
Have any officials expressed, Arkansas government officials expressed possibility of declaring a domestic public health emergency?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard of anything yet, and I know Dr. Shelby, I didn't specifically ask him that, but he didn't allude to anything like that being called on for right now anyway.
And what did Dr. Shelby say about the most vulnerable kind of demographic or populations in general? It was a transmission, I believe. Did he go much into that?
Yeah, and we did talk about that some, and he mentioned that it doesn't really matter what age a person is. It can be, you know, of course, like we kind of went back to with COVID since we talked about that so much, which is, you know, totally different. But that's something that is really high risk for the older, you know, the elderly population. But with monkeypox, there's really no age at all that it can affect, just in anyone. But like you said, it is that skin-to-skin contact, and I think, you know, the fluids, you know, in the mouth and open sores, and especially, you know, that kind of contact with each other, you know, is really where it will spread.
And did Dr. Shelby kind of express confidence then that Garland County is prepared to handle any monkeypox cases should they appear?
Yes, certainly. He mentioned, of course, the vaccine and the TPOX, the antiviral medication that's available. And when we actually spoke on the phone for our interview for our story last week, he didn't realize that at that time that it was going to be that a supply was coming to Garland County itself, you know, as one of the three counties in the state. And he later sent me a text and told me that it is, you know, Garland County's got a supply. And so certainly here in Garland County, I think we can feel safe and having an adequate supply. And of course, the hospitals, everyone knows it's out there, and I think is ready, you know, in case that it does need to be treated. But like you said, it's not too transmissible, and so hopefully we won't see any cases at all.
And did he mention why Garland County was one of only three counties in the state to be selected for vaccines?
He did not. So I really don't know. I figure that they're trying to kind of spread it to different parts of the state, and I just figure that Garland County was chosen for this part of the state, you know, this area down here. But other than that, though, I don't really know.
Did Dr. Shelby have any predictions for the wider outbreak in the United States and kind of the direction it's headed?
No, he didn't really, you know, seem to know as of right now. It has been going up, but he didn't really say one way or the other as far as whether it will get worse.
Well, I believe that's all I had. Brandon, thank you very much for coming on Inside the Newsroom.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.